At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Dallas School District and the education nonprofit Big Thought will receive a four-year grant as part of a program to teach kids social and emotional learning skills. Dallas is one of six U.S. cities taking part in this initiative. Special Olympics Chairman Kit Timothy Shriver founded the Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning. His group will work with DISD and Big Thought in seven pilot schools starting this fall.
I think STEM is great. There's nothing wrong with that, and certainly future employment will relate to those skills. But if we don't do the interpersonal, the teamwork, the collaboration, the ingenuity, the creativity, the resilience, the accountability, if we don't do that stuff, we're not preparing kids for the workforce.
Yvonne Durant is the district's chief academic officer. She says she first saw firsthand when she worked in El Paso how kids respond when they learn these social and emotional skills.
One of the things that we noted almost immediately was the enormous drop in the discipline problems. Right after that, followed the spike in our test scores. So I'm not just talking about some obscure study that we read about. This was the reality for us.
The Wallace Foundation awarded the grant and plans to give as much as $1.5 million to Dallas ISD and Big Thought in the program's first year. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the U.S. Defense Department will not change current policy on transgender service members until President Trump gives more direction. Trump earlier this week tweeted he wanted to ban transgender troops from serving in the military. That shocked service members like Nicole Lynn Perry. Perry served 5 years as a male Marine. She transitioned after she left the service in 2013 and today works for a nonprofit called A New Trans Movement. In that role, she's been trying to stop the bathroom bill passed in the Texas Senate this week. Perry spoke with KERA's Rick Holter for our Friday conversation.
Let's start with your personal story. You grew up in Pleasant Grove. You went to Skyline High. I understand you were a guy marching in ROTC for 4 years.
Yep.
Did you think at all during those years about whether you might be transgender?
I had an inkling that I was at the time, but I didn't know what it was at the time, and because I had no one to go to, really, because I was always scared that somehow I'd get back to my parents, and knowing how my father felt about different things, I didn't want to face that just yet, especially as a teenager.
So why the Marines? What made you, after school, kind of turn to the Marines?
I remember watching the commercials and seeing the Marines, and I was like, nope, that's not me. I can't do that. Later on, I remember wanting to challenge myself. I always said I couldn't do the Marines. Now I want to say, yes, I can.
So why did you say I couldn't do it?
I'm small. I'm only 5'3". I've always been small. I've always kept to myself. I had self-confidence in some things and other things I didn't.
Was there a point in the Marines where a light bulb went on?
It was, I would say, about 2012, after doing some research online and talking with others, that I realized, this trans thing might fit me. So then I started talking with others who had gone through it already, getting their stories, and I noticed that their stories were lining up with a lot of what I was feeling.
What's it like to be like in such a male culture at that moment?
You try to hide your feminine side, and especially in San Diego, which is where I was stationed at, San Diego has such a large military population due to the amount of bases there. Even if I went out feminine presenting, I would still have to watch out because there may be someone that I know keeping an eye on me.
Did you have relationships at that time?
I was married at that time. I was married for 5 years, and it started with the Marine Corps, and it ended with my transition.
What was the attitude in the Marines toward trans people at that time?
It was not talked about. And I was actually in when Don't Ask, Don't Tell ended, and unfortunately, even though it ended, all Don't Ask, Don't Tell applied to was the L, the G, and the B. Had nothing to do with trans people at all. So even though I fit more parts than just the T of LGBT, for example, me being a trans woman, I'm also a lesbian. Thing is, even though I identify as a lesbian, you can't do that without identifying as female. So even though they went hand in hand, I couldn't out myself as either one.
When you saw that tweet from President Trump on Wednesday, what was your very first thought?
The first thing was very disheartening. We've come so far, and then to see it all disappear, not just for those currently serving, but for those who are wanting to serve as well, to be told, no, you can't serve. There's a child that I know that attends the same church that I do, that he was wanting to serve in the Army and be one of the first transgender Army generals. Hmm. Now that dream has a chance to be dashed.
After a week like this, how do you stay positive?
The simple fact of knowing that I have friends and family that are there to support me. I actually have a cousin of mine who the last time I saw was the summer before my freshman year in high school. And she's actually recently invited me to her wedding in Seattle. And she's already told me herself, she loves me for who I am. Yes, we knew Josh, but we love Nicole as well. We want you to be happy as well.
Nicole Lynn Perry, Marine veteran and trans activist, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
The State Fair of Texas has announced semifinalists for the 13th annual Big Tech's Choice Awards. Yes, it's that time again. The contest honors the best and craziest in fried food concoctions. The 30 semifinalists include deep-fried Fruit Loops, Oreo beer, the tamale donut, and beer-battered beef jerky. A third category was added to this year's awards. Along with most creative, the best taste category will be divided into sweet and savory. The finalists will be announced in mid-August. Could get up to around 103 degrees this afternoon, 20% chance of rain tonight.